How would you like some peanut butter with that jelly sandwich?
Mother.
Hey, ho, it's the Chris Court Show. Hey, ho.
This show is brought to you by...
Hello, welcome to another episode. We have Matthew Scrobot eating my nuts.
They're delicious nuts.
Pistachio nuts, that is.
They are salty.
Yeah.
Firm.
Yeah.
Tasty.
Hairy.
I would hope not to pistachios.
Moldy, maybe. How's everyone doing? Thank you guys for listening. Thank you for joining us on another episode. While you're driving, or maybe you're sitting back, relaxing. Maybe you're trying to fall asleep.
Maybe you're touching yourself.
Maybe you're touching yourself. Yeah, a little bit lower. Okay, that's it. That's it. Oh, not too low. Not too low now. All right, all right, all right. There it is. But yeah, who knows what you're doing? Are you done with that drink?
There's a little splash in it.
Oh, okay. Do we have any more of those?
Oh, I don't know.
Oh, you drank the fuck out of those.
I had one of them today.
You drank the fuck out of those. You owe me 500.
500?
100. Run it back. Today is a special episode because today is the very, 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 very first episode of the Chris Court Show when I first started this thing back then.
Back in 2011.
2011, I got out of broadcasting school, and I said, I am not done with broadcasting. You know, I'm not done with this kind of stuff. In 2011, man, there wasn't many podcasts out.
You were still working for radio stations and stuff, too.
Yeah. Huh? There wasn't many podcasts out. Joe Rogan wasn't out.
It wasn't that big of a thing.
It wasn't, yeah.
There was a few, but it wasn't that big.
It wasn't that big of a thing.
Now everybody's doing podcasts.
Right.
But keep in mind, the Chris Court Show was here first.
Yeah, now you got the hiccups.
I do.
But yeah, so that's what we did. I adventured out, you know, and I said, I want to record a radio show. And here's a crazy little fact. Back in the day, I don't know.
2011
was in 2000. No, I was 10 years old, so this was like
damn
94.
You old as fuck.
Yeah, the fuck. So 1994, I was 10 years old. I started recording, and actually, I should put those up on here.
You should find them.
I have them on cassette tape, but I have I recorded. It was called Funny Spot. That was the name of my radio show. Funny Spot.
You need to show me this.
Really?
I don't think I've ever seen this. You need to show me this, yeah.
It was
maybe we'll make a Funny Spot segment.
Yeah. It was with my neighbor, Craig, at the time.
Craig,
and I recorded it on cassette tapes. I have a bunch of cassette tapes. They say Funny Spot. And it was cool because the way I did it is I recorded it on a cassette player. And then I said, all right, so we're going to go into a music break. And then I switched it to FM radio in the middle of recording.
And then it would probably just be a random song.
And whatever song was on there, it could have been a fucking commercial or something. But I did that because, that was the thing I was doing. I was interested in doing it. You know, obviously, it's built inside me, man.
Yeah.
It's built inside me. So I did that, and... It was. I gotta find those fucking cassettes. I know I have them.
If you got them, you're gonna need to.
I know I have those cassettes.
We need to listen
tapes.
To them a little bit and then see if there's some valuable content.
Yeah.
And we can make a spot on the episode, on the shows.
Yeah. Funny spot.
Funny spot.
Yeah.
We'll have to record a bit for it, though.
You're right. But yeah, so that was it. And, and then I went to broadcasting school, finished that. And then I said, you know, I want to continue doing radio, and I want to continue editing. And
And look how far
we've That led
gone.
To an one thing of another with Mike, and then you were on there. Then we had John Carello on there.
Yeah, the first few times I was on the episodes back then,
yeah,
I was kind of like just hanging out, chilling. I wasn't even really on the episode.
Right, yeah, you didn't even have a microphone at that point.
I didn't really talk.
Yeah.
You might hear me in the background be like, hey, guys, I'm over here.
Yeah. But did you say that a lot?
I don't know.
Hey, guys, I'm over here.
No, I was dubbed the janitor of the show.
Yeah, you were the janitor
the
of the
sweeping,
show. Yep.
Making commentary.
Yeah. But and then, you know, it evolved into this, and then we took quite a bit of a turn and then started doing things a little bit more seriously.
Yeah. Yep.
And here we are.
And obviously for a period we also had a little hiatus where we weren't doing any
Yeah, we stopped for a
while.
Little bit.
Yep.
For a couple of years, actually, maybe 4 or 5 years.
Yeah, it was a few years.
4 or 5 years, and then we were like, "Yeah, we need to redo this, and then come back up with it, and
here we are.
Here we are,
doing great things.
Yeah, doing great things and moving big mountains,
bringing some content for these listeners.
Yeah,
we love our listeners.
And as you will hear,
despite all the times Chris yelled at you guys, we love our listeners.
As you will hear in the episode, my voice sounds like a little chipmunk.
Yeah, you sound totally different.
I know.
Yeah.
You could even hear it, because I think like...
The funny part is Mike still almost sounds the same.
Yeah.
But you sound like a little kid.
All right, here we go, guys. So this is what we're going to do.
And I know it's not that you changed mics, because you've had that mic since well before then.
Right. I was very nervous. I didn't know what to say. I didn't know what to do. I mean, it was the very first
the very first episode.
Yep, so... And then we played on this episode. You'll hear Basement, my old band, and We're Not Bob. We're Not Bob is a local band that was local then. They're no longer a band, but
they were a very good band though.
Very good band. Very 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 good band. I still talk to the singer of that band. We played a show together, and yeah. So anyway, shall we get into it?
Let's get into it.
All right. Without further ado, here is the Chris Court Show from 2011, Season 1, Episode 1, the very first episode of the Chris Court Show. Sit back, relax, enjoy. And yeah, here we go. Smoke a cigar. Fuck.
All right. Welcome to the first and only ever Chris Court Show. With my co-host here, Mike.
Yeah, hello.
Oh, that's Mike Barnish.
Yep.
Yeah, you might know him from such films as Basement.
Yep.
Stay.
Yep.
Any others that you know?
No. No, not really.
No, but anyway. So this is what we're doing. I'm going to play a lot of, a lot of local bands have gotten back to me about this yet, but... I got some local bands to play for you. Only two today. We're Not Bob and my own band, Basement. Wow, look at that. Can you believe that?
I'd like to interject something if I may.
Yeah.
Is this why this is going to be the only Chris Court Show?
Is that what I said?
Yeah.
Well, this is why it's my first one. I don't know what the hell I'm saying anymore. Also drinking...
I don't know if we could say that name.
No?
No.
Okay, I'll take that out. I'll put a little beep over it. It'll be cool.
Mm.
Yeah. So, yeah, this is what we're going to be doing. We're going to play some local bands, talk about some newsworthy crap, just talk about whatever. Whatever the hell we want, I guess. That's what this podcast is going to be about. So, anyway, on to our first subject. Well, we're just going to play a song right away here. I probably shouldn't do that either. Whatever.
All etiquette is out the window here for you, isn't it? nothing professional radio here.
No,
this is...
no, not really. Not for the first one. It's gonna all be. This is where I crash and burn. All right. This is We're Not Bob. It's a song called Michelle. Ironically enough, but this is my favorite song by We're Not Bob. And it's on their All We Could Afford album. The lead singer of the band, told me that I could play his music. So if you want to get your music on here, just email me at chriscourtshow@gmail.com. And we can do that for you. Boy. Anyway, this is We're Not Bob. The song is called Michelle here on Chris Court Show.
Hey, Michelle, how I wish you well. How I wish I understood this world. Don't try telling me to. How I wish I knew how the world can act like nothing's wrong. Don't we all have days out in the rain? How can they go numb through all the pain? I know you know. Hey, Michelle, you can never tell when your dreams are gonna crash and burn. All I really wanna know, where does that love go? Does it die or simply fade away? Oh, when it fades, there's never any sign. The day is gone, but yesterday was fine. Then you're alone. Wonder could you tell? Lately I've been all fucked up inside. Had a lot of girls fuck with my head. Leave me alive or dead. Laying there like some forgotten song. Sorry if I let it out on you. I know you gotta have your problems too. Oh, let me in.
To the Chris Court Show.
Once again, that was We're Not Bob with Michelle. Unfortunately, a defunct band about now, but you can still find their music available for free on MySpace.
On MySpace? That doesn't work.
Do you happen to know what that MySpace domain is?
Yeah. It is myspace.com/we'renotbob2. That's myspace.com/we'renotbob2. That's where you can find the music. What do you think of that song? You liked it?
You know, I loved it. And I would like to say that I loved it because I love 90s music. And that really reminds me of something off Empire Records.
Okay.
Yeah, I could totally see them bouncing around to that on Empire Records, like at the ending where they're all dancing around on top of the building.
Yeah, yeah.
Totally.
It totally fits.
Totally.
All right, let's talk about the VMAs here. That was yesterday? Yeah, it was yesterday. Mike doesn't watch the VMAs.
I don't have TV. Unfortunately, I only have Netflix. Don't crucify me for that.
It'll probably be on Netflix soon, though.
Probably in about a year. I'm still waiting for the fifth season of Dexter.
I haven't watched one episode. Oh, yeah, actually, I watched one episode. Anyway. So, it was quite interesting.
Hosted by none other than...
There was no host.
I thought it was Lady Gaga.
No, there was... No.
Really?
No, they just did this whole thing about her, and I guess she was supposed to be the big act, and
she was dressed like a dude, wasn't she? Wasn't she the presenter or something?
No. She was dressed up as a dude, but she wasn't a presenter. Basically, what happened is that they had no,
host.
That they had no host. Instead, it was every time they went out of into a commercial, they had some chick sitting there, and I forget what her name was, but she was sitting there, and she had a broken leg, and she could not get up. So every time they would go to her, and she would be sitting on a chair, just with her chilling with her broken leg, singing.
Really?
Like cover songs. It was dumb. It really was. It was annoying me. But no, Lady Gaga came out.
Okay.
And she was dressed like a dude. I got to show you the video, but she's dressed like a dude, and she came out with a cigarette and did this little skit about how crazy she is and all this. And I guess this is her other personality or whatever the hell it is. But anyway, then she did this song. And I thought the song was really good. It wasn't like one of her mindless, stupid dance songs.
Okay.
It was actually pretty good. It was like a little rock song, a little ditty.
Okay.
And then Brian May came out.
To perform with her?
Yeah. Brian May came out. Wow. And then right when you seen Brian May come out, they panned to Dave Grohl, and Dave Grohl was like, ee!
Yeah, for those of you who don't know who Brian May is,
oh yes,
the guitarist from Queen, Brian May. So you may want to ask your parents if you're too young to recognize that name. Brian May from Queen, a fantastic guitarist, wonderful, wonderful. Not to get too far off track.
Yeah,
you know what I actually heard about Lady Gaga just recently?
That she's a boy?
No. Interesting enough, she has songs that are banned in China. So what they're doing is anything on China's internet that they don't like, as far as Lady Gaga songs, they're pulling. And if you have it on your personal website, they want you to pull it from that personal website. Otherwise, they're going to fine you.
Really?
Lady Gaga's on there. Katy Perry's on there. And also a Backstreet Boys song, the I Want It That Way. China has banned the Backstreet Boys from personal use.
Wow.
Sorry to get off track, but I...
Well, wait, what does I Want It That... What's wrong with I Want It That Way? You are my fire, the one desire?
I have no idea.
It's a love song.
It is a love song, but they are a little bit conservative.
Yeah.
A little bit conservative. So,
wow.
Who knows?
Wow.
So what else happened at this VMA shindig? Who performed this year? Since I missed the whole thing.
Oh, geez. Well, Lady Gaga, like I said, she did a good job. Lil Wayne, I don't know if it's Lil or Lil.
Well, I think it's apostrophe LIL.
Okay,
Lil.
So that would be Lil, right?
Yeah,
Lil. Lil Wayne, he was rapping over some Ozzy Osbourne song. I don't know if it was Ozzy Osbourne or Black Sabbath, I don't remember. But he definitely needed to pull up his pants. That I can say. It was good. You know, it was okay, but he really needed to pull up his pants.
Lower than normal?
Oh, yeah. Oh, Jesus. You could see his boxers, and you could see, like, the crevice of his butt crack.
Through the boxers?
Through the boxers.
Okay.
Yeah. It might have been sexy to some people, but, you know, I had a cold, still do. And, you know, when you have a cold and you see crevices of a butt crack, you don't, you know, it's not very good.
I can imagine not. I thought he was in jail.
Yeah, he's out.
Oh. Once again, I do not have TV. So I
He does
apologize.
Have internet, though.
Okay.
No, so he performed... who else performed? I think it was Kanye West and Jay-Z.
Oh, wow.
That's what it looked like to me, at least. Obviously, I should do more research, but that's what it looked like to me.
A little bit more.
All I know, it was two black fellas... And I couldn't hear a damn word they were saying. They were just rapping and going on, and I really could not understand what the hell they were saying.
Now Beyonce, I heard she's pregnant.
Beyonce is pregnant. Yeah, she's
got a baby bump.
Yeah. So what she did is she was performing, yeah, la, 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 and she just dropped her mic, and then she showed off her little baby bump.
Really? How big is this? How far along would you say she is? About 3 months? She's showing, obviously, right?
Yeah, she's showing. So I would say about, 3-4 months.
Now, I would have to say Beyonce pregnant is still unbelievably sexy. Beyonce.
Oh, God, yeah. Oh, God, yeah.
Unbelievably sexy.
And I think that's why she showed it off, because she knows she can look that damn good and say, oh, and by the way, I have a baby.
Yeah, and for some reason that makes me want to do it more.
Yeah.
Sorry, Jay-Z.
You gonna be on your nizzos. Anyway, so yeah, as the other performers, there was some rock band, I forget their name, they were good, whatever. But the best pop video was Britney Spears.
Really?
Yeah, for the Till the World Ends. She beat Adele, Bruno Mars, Katy Perry, and Pitbull.
Now, this may be because I don't have TV. I had no idea she was even making videos.
Oh, yeah, she's making videos.
She's still doing good?
Yeah, I guess. She won the award, and she came out with her big thighs, and...
Is she still looking good?
Oh, God, yeah.
Oh, God. Is she looking like healthy Britney now? Not yeah. like she's trying to diet. Like, she's got a little extra on her thighs. And
oh, she's definitely got a little extra, but I like a little extra.
Definitely. Ladies out there, a little extra is always good. Don't yeah. be afraid of the muffin top.
Yeah. Don't be afraid of that. You don't need some powder and some drinks to make you skinnier. Just stay with your muffin top.
Exactly.
Best rock video out of Foo Fighters, Cage the Elephant, Foster the People, Mumford & Sons, The Black Keys. Foo Fighters actually won.
Thank goodness.
And Dave Grohl came up, and he basically said in a nutshell, he said, rock is not dead. It'll never die. You might have to search a little more to find it, but it'll always be there. And that's what he said. So that was kind of nice. It was good to see actual rock instead of all this other bull crap. Best hip-hop video is Nicki Minaj. The collaboration video, Kanye West and Katy Perry. Justin Bieber for best male video.
Really? Oh, it must be the hair. It must be the hair.
Here's one. Best new artist is Tyler, the Creator. You know who that is?
I have no idea who that is.
Okay. So, he is a black rapper.
Okay.
If you you heard him. I played him too.
So he's definitely got to watch out for this next coming year. Sounds like he's going to have some more stuff coming up. You win a VMA. Yeah. It seems like if you win a VMA, the next year is your year.
Pretty much. Because what?
Especially Eminem his best won new artist.
When he came out, mm-hmm. Eminem won, and look at him. And who else was there?
Well, Beyonce.
Beyonce
was there. It pretty much seems that anybody who wins best new artist, I think Katy Perry might have won last year.
I think you're right.
I think it was I Kissed a... Or,
oh, that wouldn't have been last year, would it?
I don't know.
Shit.
You're talking to a guy who hasn't had TV.
All right. Well, anyway, he beat Big Sean featuring Chris Brown, I guess. Foster the People, Kraya Sean, and Wiz Khalifa.
You know what we should do? We should talk about... We should write a song that has to do with girls' larger thighs.
Yeah, we could do that.
Because... Going back to Queen, there was Fat Bottom Girls.
Oh, yeah.
There was Spinal Tap with Big Bottom. There was the I Like Big Butts, you know.
Sir Mix-a-Lot. Yep.
No one talks about the thighs. I think they're exclusively sexy.
Yeah.
Because they're a pathway to what you want to be at.
Which is,
I will say, a strong love engagement.
You can tell you're married.
Oh,
God.
Just trying to be nice out there.
Anyway, the best female video was Lady Gaga, and best video was Katy Perry. Anyway, that's enough of the... VMAs, who cares about them?
Did Katy Perry do good? Because she's been breaking out. I think even more so than last year, Katy Perry's been breaking out.
I don't even know if she performed, really.
Ooh.
Yeah. I don't think she performed.
Ooh.
She won a video. She looked really cute when she came out. But
she
then
always
she,
looks cute. Oh, my
yeah,
God.
Oh, God, yeah. Oh, God. But then she put the stupid box on her head. And she was wearing this box on her head for the rest of the show. And the only reason I was watching the VMAs, let's just get this straight. The only reason I was watching the VMAs is because of my girlfriend. She wanted to watch it.
So had she not wanted to watch it, would you have not watched it as well?
No, I wouldn't have. I would have watched, I would have continued to watch on Netflix, The Rain Man.
So that's pretty sad, MTV. When someone is willing to watch a 20-something-year-old movie as opposed to watching your current broadcast with these people who make millions of dollars.
Yeah. Oh yeah, I definitely would have. And what staggers the memory of me,
okay,
is why MTV has a video music award when they haven't played any music videos. They only play Jersey Shore and all this other crap.
That rings to another really good point.
Yeah.
Because before I didn't have TV, I did have basic cable, which MTV was on. And for a long time, they haven't played music videos. And it seems to me that maybe they would have more people watching their video music awards if they actually played videos at least once in a while on MTV. I maybe they play it late at night, what, maybe 4 in the morning?
I don't think they even do that. Maybe they do. I don't know
for a while they had that like Insomniac thing.
Yeah.
Or was it VH1?
I don't know.
Wah, wah.
They do have MTV2. I think they play music videos.
Unfortunately, for the rest of us, you have to pay extra money to get the package to get MTV2. But I think you're not cool unless you have digital cable. So I'm way not cool because not only do I not have digital cable, I don't have basic cable.
But you have Netflix.
I have Netflix. And so that makes me cool. And it's streaming through the Wii. So somehow I'm a little bit cool.
Oh, and Beavis and Butthead is coming out in October. Really? Back on MTV.
One thing that I was curious about is Beavis and Butthead wearing the same attire that they wore in the 90s.
Yes.
Does it seem a little outdated now?
Yeah, but I think if they were wearing different clothes, I think all the people that used to watch it would be like, oh, come on, this is the new Beavis and Butthead. This sucks. You know, they're not the same. And I think that's what they're trying to do is stick with every single thing that they did before. Because if you look at the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, they look totally different. And I did watch one episode of them. It was pretty good. But just looking at them being different voices, all that, it's like,
That's the one thing that obsessed me about the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Yeah.
Is that Michelangelo was always my favorite. And
Raphael was mine.
Ooh.
Yeah.
But when I heard his voice change, it definitely wasn't the same. You need that voice. And thank God Mike Judge is still doing the voices for Beavis and Butthead.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Because otherwise, I think it would just be a complete uphill battle for them.
For sure. Anyway, their episode's going to be out on October 27th is the date.
Now, is that airing on MTV? Do you know, or is that airing on MTV?
Yeah, to return on MTV.
Now, here's the million-dollar question. Mm. Considering we just had this talk about MTV not playing music videos, and MTV is going to be broadcasting Beavis and Butthead, are they just going to be showing Beavis and Butthead shorts, or will they be showing the classic Beavis and Butthead making fun of music videos?
Yeah, they're going to be doing that.
So music videos are coming back to MTV.
Music videos are coming back. Well, not I don't know if to MTV, but to Beavis and Butthead, they're coming back.
That is going to be wonderful.
So I wonder if they're going to watch like something off their computers. Because nothing music videos are on TVs. Especially if they probably have the same TV as you do. With no cable.
You know what? I just bought a TV from Walmart.
I'm saying the same cable package.
Which is none.
No, but so you know they're going to be watching music videos. They're going to be watching Jersey Shore. Real World or whatever the hell it is.
So they're going to... That's not music videos. That's what MTV broadcasts now.
Yeah. Well, that's why they're going to be watching them. But they're going to be watching our music videos on top of it.
I hope so. Because MTV really needs some hardcore music videos brought back.
Yeah.
Because I think we're really losing track of that nowadays.
Yeah. I agree.
With the MP3s and the iPods... And the music on your phone, and there's no album art anymore.
No.
And now we don't even have music videos. We need something to show these bands.
Anyway, this is going to be Basement with Schizophrenic Love off of the More Afraid of Life Than Death album. And, they're an alternative rock band. And here's Basement, Schizophrenic Love, here on the Chris Court Show.
Basement, the new album, the band who brought you Stay, This Is My Song, and She's Just a Girl. Basement, More Afraid of Life Than Death, featuring Schizophrenic Love. Available now on iTunes and Amazon. Also available on basementchicago.net.
All right, and we're back. That was Basement with Schizophrenic Love from their More Afraid of Life Than Death album.
Now, Basement, they're local to Chicago, correct?
Correct.
Wonderful. Where can we find their music?
BasementChicago.net.
BasementChicago.net. Awesome.
Yep, that's them. Okay. Anyway, we're going to go into some people watching experiences, maybe at bars, libraries, funerals, galas.
Okay.
Jewish weddings.
I'm not Jewish. I am not Jewish. No. I have a Jewish nose.
No, yeah, it's not even a nose. It's like...
It's a personality. I pinch my pennies.
No. It's not the personality. It's the hair. That's it.
Why don't we bring up every Jewish stereotype there ever was and just place it on me?
Anyway, so people watching, actually, I got a funny story for you. I was at a bar. I don't even know if I should say the bar.
No.
Should I say, no.
No,
I
bar.
Was at a bar. No.
Bar. We could even say the neighborhood.
Yeah. Unless they want to pay me money.
Yeah. I would definitely say if they're going to pay you money.
If they're going to pay me money, I'll say their name.
There you go. But I don't think we should, because they might complain.
Yeah, that's true. Everyone complains these days.
Exactly. That's a whole other topic. I won't even begin to get on that.
Well, we'll have a new topic that'll be called Everyone Complains These Days. It'll be great.
So this people watching thing. At this bar. Where was this bar around? Was it Southside?
It was on Southside. It was Southside of Chicago in Burbank, Illinois.
In Burbank. Okay.
Yeah. So basically, I went up there on a Saturday night and did some karaoke. And there's a couple people like this there, but this guy was very, 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 it was pretty much the only guy I was watching. He wasn't cute. I'm not gay.
That was my next question.
No, but he looked like a normal, average, middle-class working guy. And he was there by himself, just drinking. And I think he got a divorce or something, but he went up and sang "Girls Just Want to Have Fun."
So he's a little bit older.
Yeah, he's
like 30s.
No, I would say about in his
40s.
Maybe 40s, 50s, around there.
So I want to make this picture crystal clear for my brain.
Yeah.
So you got this guy. He looks like he's divorced.
Mm-hmm.
Drinking by himself at this Southside bar.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, he gets up to sing karaoke.
Girls just want to have fun. And he was literally by himself. Now, that might not be a funny story as I'm telling it, but when you're drunk off of Crispin, you would think that's funny.
Now, when this guy got up and sang,
yeah,
was he all into it? Was he like waving his arms? Oh, yeah.
He was really into it. He was really into it. He really knew to himself that girls, they just want to have fun.
So he gave a performance that would have made Cyndi Lauper look down.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
yeah, just, you know, bow her head in shame. That little whore.
No. She's fun. She's
no,
fun.
Is she?
Yeah.
I don't know her.
Well, I mean... I know from experience, but...
Oh, okay, yeah. Cyndi Lauper, yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, but that was weird. And, you know, when I go to these bars and I'm drinking, you know, I go to bars now. You know, back then it used to be like, oh, yeah, cool. I can go to bars and, you know, drink a beer and, you know, I can have them check my ID and say, yeah, here you go. But now all that ID checking just gets annoying and I just want to go through.
Right.
And then it's like when they asked to check my ID, it's like I pretend to be like, oh, man, this makes me feel young. But really, I'm just really annoyed that they're asking me this, you know?
I don't know. I'm getting kind of flattered. Because I'm not the youngest hen in the barn, but...
Wait, you're 27?
I'm 27. That's
now to a 50-year-old man, he would say, what is this youngster talking about?
Yeah, I know. But it still is very nice. When I go to a gas station and I get ID'd for cigarettes, or when I go to a bar and I get ID'd to walk in, it's a pleasant experience for me.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, well, when I get ID'd for cigarettes, it's definitely is very flattering.
Oh, definitely, because you got to be 18.
Yeah.
So I was like, oh, they think I'm 17.
Yeah. And do you have your beard when they ask you for ID?
It depends on what month it is.
Okay, so you obviously grow your beard in a certain month.
Not so much a certain month. I think it follows the lunar cycle.
Okay, yeah.
When the moon is full, so is my face.
Yeah.
And when the moon is just a crescent, I'm slightly stubbly.
Well, anyway, I'd like to thank Mike Barnish here for being the co-host and helping me out here.
Well, thank you.
My first podcast. You could go to podbean.com. That's where my podcast will be. Or you can go on your Facebook. You're probably listening on Facebook, but who knows. Anyway, here's something else that's important. Go to ecan.org, ECAN.org. To learn about esophageal cancer. People have probably noticed a little bracelet I have on that says heartburn can cause cancer and fight esophageal cancer. Just go to that, ecan.org, to learn more about it, because esophageal cancer is a serious, cancer to have. And heartburn can cause cancer, depending on what it is, and just go there and expand your knowledge. And I'd like to thank you, Mike.
No, oh, thank you, Chris.
Thank you very much. The last song that we're going to be going out with is, this is by the same band you heard before, We're Not Bob. It's called Black on the same album, All We Could Afford. Any bands that want to get their music played or anything on here, just email me at chriscourtshow@gmail.com. Email me your songs, email me information about you, and we can get you on here. Any shows you may have, I'll make a commercial for you guys, put it on here, or any album that's coming out and whatnot. It's all free, you know, you don't have to pay anything. It's just helping me out. I'll help you up. And you guys have a good night, and we'll be coming back with episode 2.
We're Not Bob. Black.
Chris Courtshow. Everything I ever did, I only did for you. But you were never around or in my arms. You played me like a fool. We were in and out and up and down and all around school. But I never cared, never cared, never, ever, ever cared. Going down this road to nowhere. Failure barking at my side. Poverty with its arms out. And you waiting as my bride. Every time I try to see what this damn world has got for me, you show up smiling and you always drag me down. I have to take a chance right now, and there's nothing left here anyhow but a girl with no ambition but to drag me down. Everything I ever did, I only did for you, but you were never rather in my arms. You played me like a fool. We were in and out and up and down and all around school. But I never cared, never cared, never, ever, ever cared. Never tried at anything the way I tried with you. And there was nothing that I wouldn't give or what I wouldn't do. And all the times I shouldered everything and carried up for you. But you never cared, never cared, never, ever, ever cared. Now I'm running off to somewhere.
with my heart back in my head. Go drag somebody else down, failing to live, wish they were dead. Lying around in bed all day, spoil yourself is not the way to start a job and family and have a life. But now I see the drug you are, I'm sorry I let it go so far. Get out, get out of my fucking life. Everything I ever did, I only did for you, but you were never out or in my arms. You played me like a fool. We were in and out and up and down and all around school, but I never cared, never cared, never, ever, ever cared. I never tried at anything the way I tried with you, and there was nothing that I wouldn't give or what I wouldn't do. And all the times I shouldered everything and carried up with you, but you never cared, never cared, never, ever, ever cared. Everything I ever did, I only did for you, but you were never out or in my arms. You played me like a fool. We were in and out and up and down and all around school, but I never cared, never cared, never, ever, ever cared. I never tried at anything the way I tried with you, and there was nothing that I wouldn't give or what I wouldn't do. And all the times I sold everything and carried out for you, but you never cared. You never, ever, ever cared.
Once again, thank you for listening to The Chris Court Show. Remember, if you have a band or business, or know someone that has a band or business, send all the info and MP3s to chriscourtshow@gmail.com. Chicken nuggets and cranberry sauce.
The Chris Court Show.